Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Our top local story on WBBM, a rookie Chicago police officer was the victim in a road rage shooting last week. She's reportedly no longer with the police department. WBBM's Bernie Tafoya reports.
There were reports last week that the 27-year-old officer had been stripped of her police powers before last Tuesday's road rage incident on the Northwest Side. Now the Sun-Times reports she's no longer employed by CPD. The officer had graduated from the police academy in May, but reportedly tested positive for drugs a week and a half ago. She was shot in the face during a road rage incident at Elston and Addison after being rear-ended by the shooter's SUV and then giving chase when the SUV took off. She was treated and released from Illinois Masonic Medical Center. Police later found the SUV, but not the suspect. Bernie Tafoya, 105.9 WBBM.
A 14-year-old boy was wounded last night in a drive-by shooting near Trumbull Park on the south side. Police say it happened just before 8:30 near 105th and Yates. The bullet grazed the boy's head. He was taken to the hospital for treatment.
A man shot by Chicago police yesterday after sneaking into a CPD facility in Holman Square on the west side. A SWAT training exercise was happening.
The man climbed an exterior fire escape at the CPD facility on Holman and Fillmore, five flights to where a door was propped open. Superintendent David Brown says the man approached a table on the fifth floor where guns were laid out, and he grabbed two of them. Observing officers sounded an alarm, unsure if the man was part of the simulated training.
That notification has an immediate response from officers in other parts of the building. The person, the offender, points those guns at officers and is fired upon and struck.
The guns on the table were in transition from live to simulated rounds for the training exercise, and it's unclear if the guns he grabbed were loaded with live ammunition. Brown says the man does have a lengthy arrest history. Brandon Eisen, 105.9 WBBM.
Friday's murders of a woman and her two adult children in Oak Forest followed years of domestic violence incidents. WBBM's Mike Krauser reports.
The police chief, Jason Reed, says police have been called to the home on Anne Marie Lane six or eight times in recent years for domestic violence incidents involving Carlos Gomez. The 44-year-old, according to police, took his own life after shooting his wife Lupe and her adult children, Emilio and Brianna, to death. They were outside the home at the time. The chief told the Daily Southtown security cameras from neighboring homes, quote, very clearly show the tragic event. That's the latest from Oak Forest.
Chicago police have released surveillance photos in hopes of identifying three people who are wanted in connection with the robbery of a man earlier this month on board a CTA Red Line train. It happened around 9:20 p.m. on September 17th on a train near the Garfield Boulevard station. A man was approached by three suspects. They started punching and kicking the victim. The suspects left the train briefly, but returned, grabbing the victim's bicycle and throwing it onto the tracks.
Illinois Attorney General Kwame Raoul led a coalition of 14 attorneys general supporting the District of Columbia's prohibition on carrying firearms on public transportation, including its metro rail transit system and stations. Raoul and the coalition argue that states have the authority to protect public safety by regulating firearms in sensitive places where those guns pose unique dangers. Private plaintiffs are suing the District of Columbia and making the extraordinary request that the court should compel the district to allow handguns on its public transit system.
Chicago police say the city's a little safer after hosting two gun turn-in events over the weekend.
In an effort to keep guns out of the community, Chicago police held two buyback events, one on the west side and another at Kingdom Word Church on the far south side. First Deputy Superintendent Eric Carter.
From both events, we collected a total of 110 firearms. That's 110 less dangerous weapons on our streets that could potentially fall into the wrong hands and cause violence and heartbreak.
Each gun turned in received a $100 gift card, but police officials say the program only works with the help of the public. Community leader Joyce Chapman has worked with the 5th District for over 20 years.
I have the utmost respect for the police. Yes, they have their faults. Yes, there is a trust factor. But at the end of the day, if we as community, us as community, we got to do our part.
Rachel Pearson, 105.9 WBBM.
A matchup of two Southside high school football teams on the city's north side over the weekend came to an ugly end, and it's prompted action from Chicago Public Schools. The details from WBBM's Andy Dane.
Between 18 and 20 players from both Kenwood and Morgan Park High Schools were ejected from their contest Saturday night at Lane Stadium after a chaotic brawl towards the end of the game. One that featured several unsportsmanlike penalties and separate ejections, even an adult not on a coaching staff rushing the field. Morgan Park coaches expressed concern about heavy suspensions from CPS leaders. A statement sent to WBBM from the district says they continue to investigate the fight and has spoken to both schools about potential consequences moving forward. It goes on to say, quote, CPS expects all of our student athletes to treat each other with respect. That's the story from the north side.
A search continues for a man accused of trying to kidnap a woman around 8 on Sunday morning in the West Loop. Police say the man approached the 45-year-old woman on Sangamon near Adams and tried to pull her into a van. She fought him off, and a rideshare passenger nearby confronted the man, who then drove away. The van was recovered later. You can see images of the incident released by police on our website, WBBMNewsRadio.com.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.